This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped or unconditionally obeyed except for Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. We ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon Him, the prophets and messengers that came before him, his family and companions that served alongside him, and those that follow in his blessed path until the day of judgment, and we ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept each and every single one of your acts of worship in this Ramadan and beyond. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a truly blessed occasion for us, where we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we find acceptance for this act of ours, for this month of ours, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to remain in a state of worship to Him. Allahumma ameen. This idea of a new version of you, so many of us look towards these days, these months, these seasons of mercy that come upon us, and we ask ourselves, have we actually changed? The more Ramadans you have, the more routine it can become, the more you already know what to expect. And subhanAllah, it becomes more and more difficult for you to connect to Allah in the most meaningful of ways and to actually take that next step in your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many people that we can lean on as an example in this masjid alone. In this masjid alone, we had over 30 or 40 people take shahada during the month of Ramadan. Imagine embracing Islam in the month of Ramadan. We saw it so frequently in this masjid this month that if we didn't see someone taking shahada at night, we were confused. We looked around and we wondered why. The first night of Ramadan, we had someone say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with us. The last night of Ramadan, we had someone say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with us. All of these things teach us that it is not only possible to take that next step to Allah in this particular month and beyond, but that there are people who are starting this journey and that are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to achieve that eternal happiness that we speak about. And a lot of times there's that question about acceptance. And so from the very beginning, Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes acceptance of Ramadan and what you can expect from Allah. If you're supposed to have a good assumption of Allah, how do you balance that with feeling like maybe you fell a little bit short? Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, من صام رمضان وهو يحدث نفسه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان ألا يعصي الله دخل الجنة بغير مسألة ولا حساب. He said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and says to themselves in the month of Ramadan that I will not return to any form of disobedience of Allah, I refuse to go back to old ways before Ramadan, that person will enter Jannah without any form of questioning, without any form of accountability. If you tell yourself, as Ramadan ends now, as you come to the day of Eid al-Fitr, I will not return back to my ways. Something has to change. I will not go back to the same usual business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed you paradise with no form of questioning and with no consequence. And he said, وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ بَعْدْ رَمَضَانَ. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and then tells themselves that after I finish the month of Ramadan, عَصَى رَبَّهُ, then I will go back to disobeying my Lord, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ, then his fasting will be returned to him rejected. May Allah not make us amongst those people. Allahumma ameen. So it goes back to whether or not you have told yourself that you're going to change, that things are going to be different. And we started this month of Ramadan by talking about the concept of entering into Ramadan with a shirt, with an ihram, with a particular garment that represents your fasting. And the new you, as Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah mentions, is what your garment looks like now, beautified after the month of Ramadan. A level of Qur'an, a level of remembrance, a level of coming to the masjid. Some of us come to the masjid more in Ramadan than we come the entire year. Some of us read more Qur'an in the month of Ramadan than we read the entire year. And certainly, we stay away from sins in the month of Ramadan perhaps more than we do the entire year. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الدُّنْيَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Allah has given the believers three celebrations in this life. And he says that they are Eid al-Jumu'ah, wal-Fitr, wal-Adha. the day of Friday, the day of Eid al-Fitr, and the day of Eid al-Adha. And he says, وَكُلُّهَا بَعْدَ إِكْمَالِ الْعِبَادَةِ وَطَاعَتِهِمْ, that all of these things come after we have a season of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing good deeds. There is no such thing as a free celebration in Islam. Your celebration comes after work because it is a representation of the way that you live your entire life. And he says, وَلَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ بَلْ هُوَ لِمَنْ طَاعَتُهُ تَزِيدُ. He said, Eid is not for the one who wears new clothes. Eid is for the one whose good deeds have increased. وَلَا لِمَنْ تَجَمَّلَ بِاللُّبْسِ وَالرُّكُوبِ بَلْ لِمَنْ غُفِرَتْ لَهُ الذُّنُوبِ. And it's not for the one who beautifies themselves with a new garment and a new ride, but rather it is the one who has been forgiven for their sins. And he goes on to say, وَأَمَّا عِيدُهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Their Eid in Jannah. Their Eid in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people of Jannah. وَأَمَّا عِيدُهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَهُوَ وَقْتُ اجْتِمَاعِهِمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ وَرُؤْيَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي حَضْرَةِ الْقُدُسِ فَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ عِنْدَهُمْ أَلَذَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. You know what Eid looks like in Jannah? Eid is when Allah gathers us for the very first time to meet Him in Jannah. And nothing will be more beautiful than seeing Him while He is pleased with us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people that have Eid in Jannah. That just as we have gathered in His house today, we gather in His presence in Jannah. And we celebrate what Allah has given us of a reward that we did not deserve, but that we counted on Him for. When we think about this renewal of iman, dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ said about this garment, this new you that you beautify. He said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلَقُ الثَّوْبِ. He said that faith gets old for you. It wears out the same way that your garment wears out. If you have the same shirt and you've put it on every single year for Ramadan, and the only thing that you do is you put it in the washing machine and the dryer, then eventually that faith is going to wear out. So he says, فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Ask Allah to renew faith in your hearts, to make it new in your heart again. Ask Allah to make it like the first time that a person takes shahada, like the first time that a person fasts Ramadan, like the first time that a person stays up at night praying. Because you need to keep renewing this garment of yours. This sign of yours, wearing new clothes to Salatul Eid, is a sign that you want to wear a new garment of faith. And I'll end with this. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah says very beautifully that Allah has given us new days. He's given us new months. He's given us new years. All of that to give us an opportunity to be newer versions of ourselves. Imagine if our lives were entirely linear. If you didn't go to sleep and wake up the next day to refresh yourself. If you didn't have another Ramadan to make up for the last one. If you didn't have another Jum'ah. If you didn't have another Umrah that you want to look forward to perhaps. If you didn't have new opportunities, then perhaps we would all be depressed and we would feel a great sense of being despondent. But Allah gives you new chances. And if you think about the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, dear brothers and sisters, the changes that they made in their lives, they could almost always trace them back to a moment they had with the Prophet ﷺ, to a moment that they were sitting and they heard something of benefit, to a moment that a wake-up call was sent to them. You know, when you talk to someone who has attained a certain good habit and you ask them, where did you learn this from? They could usually cite an incident or a person, an inspiration. It started from this time. I saw someone do this, therefore I decided for the rest of my life I'm going to do this. I saw my parents do this, and so I said to myself, from now on I'm going to do this as well. I want you to ask yourself very, very earnestly, as you celebrate today with joy, what does Ramadan of this year look like to you in terms of the new beautification of your garments? What pin did you add? What stripe did you add? What badge did you add? What can you look back and say from that Ramadan, 10 years ago when someone asks you or when you ask yourself, it was from that Ramadan that I started to pray this sunnah. It was from that Ramadan that I started to do this extra good deed. It was from that Ramadan that I actually finally got my daily Qur'an habit down. It was from that Ramadan that I started to make this dhikr every day, this particular remembrance every day. That's how you know that a true change has come, when you can look back and you can trace it to that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this Ramadan to be transformative, this Eid to be a true celebration, and this Eid to be a predecessor to the Eid that we hope to have with our Lord in Jannat al-Firdaus, with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah gather us in Jannah as He gathered us here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the best of our deeds be the last of them. The best of our Eids be the day that we meet our Lord. Allahumma ameen. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala ladhina min qablina. Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عيد مبارك to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your good deeds. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.